This is Radio Nepal, MT Kaprasad Kharka with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki calls for a new generation to get voter ID for exercising franchise rights. President Ramchandra Patel underscores need for continued political dialogue to strengthen democracy. Security Printing Center resumes printing of driving licenses using its own printing machine. And hundreds of flights cancelled in U.S. as airplanes scramble to cut traffic during shutdown. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has called for the new generation to get enrolled in the voter registrations and utilize their vote of conscience in upcoming elections. In her video message today, Prime Minister Karki reminded the younger generation of the need for official registration in the voter roll for best utilizing their conscience as citizen. The Election Commission has been updating the voter name list nationwide for the House of Representatives elections announced for the upcoming March the 5th. The Prime Minister further said every bona fide citizen should cautiously rather utilize their vote to fight against the current disorder and move together for the country's development. The government has initiated the printing of driving licenses using its own printing machine. The Security Printing Center, which operates under the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, has begun this printing process today. Communications and Information Technology Minister Jagadish Kharel officially launched the printing from the machine situated at the center in Banepa of Kabre. Minister Kharel mentioned that numerous tasks, including the printing of national identity cards, passports, land registration certificates, various stickers and postage stamps, can be done using the machines at the center. According to the Communications Minister, there is a requirement to print 2.8 million driving licenses. Meanwhile, Devraj Tungana, the executive director of the Security Printing Center, reported that the printing has commenced after addressing various legal issues and technical challenges. President Ramchandra Patel said that the democracy can be further strengthened through continued dialogue and by avoiding conflict. During a meeting with the Speaker and Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, the Chair and Vice Chair of the National Assembly, and the Speakers and Deputy Speakers of the Provincial Assembly today, the head of the state emphasized the need to uphold democratic conduct by listening to and understanding the voices of citizens. President Patel also stated that the consolidation of the parliamentary system is a national responsibility, not the duty of any single party, government or leadership. President Patel also reminded political parties of their duties and responsibilities to ensure the successful conduct of the House of Representatives elections. The Supreme Court is coming into full operation from November the 17th. It has been delivering its service partially after the Apex Court building was torched and damaged during Gen Z protest on the 9th of September. A meeting of the Supreme Court's full bench held on Thursday decided to operate all services. The meeting also took the decision to register all types of cases, applications and conduct hearings. The plenary meeting of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP has officially commenced in Sauraha of Sitwan. Prior to the start of the extended meeting, the party's central committee convened this morning to approve the agenda. Party spokesperson Manish Jha reported that the discussions regarding both internal and political matters were held alongside the agenda. He noted that the extended meeting commenced following the central committee's session. The extended meeting aims to establish the party's future strategy. During the meeting, Acting Party President Dul Prasad Aryal will present the draft commitment letter for the upcoming elections, with additional input from Vice President Dr. Swarnim Wagley. The Ministry of Finance has called for proposals for the funds received from the Global Environment Facility, GEF. Issuing a public notice, the Foreign Aid Coordination Division of the Ministry has called for proposals for the utilization of the amount worth $1.089 million US dollars received from the GEF. The Global Environment Facility includes several multilateral funds working together to address the planet's most pressing challenges in an integrated way. Its financing helps developing countries address complex challenges and work towards meeting international environmental goals. CPNUML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has asserted that adhering to the constitution and acting in accordance with it is the essence of democracy. During an interaction with scholars held today by the UML Central Department of Education and Human Resources, Parishar Oli termed the establishment of the government under the guise of theory of necessity and the subsequent dissolution of parliament following the Gen Z as unconstitutional. Chairman Willie also stressed on the necessity of reinstating the House of Representatives to find a solution for the nation. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala has stressed the need of holding the party's 15th General Convention by coming mid-January. During the meeting with Nepali Congress district presidents and former district presidents available in Kathmandu today, he expressed the view that the General Convention should be organized by coming mid-January at any cost if it could not be held in December. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
विदेश गए पनि चिन्ता किन गर्ने
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ लिने
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसारभरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Employment Permit System, EPS, Korea branch of the Department of Foreign Employment has clarified that the worker selection process through South Korea's EPS system is fair and reliable. The EPS Korea branch has requested workers through a press release not to trust any false assurances given by an individual firm or social media and to be cautious of such false publicity, misinformation and rumors to avoid being defrauded. The EPS Korea branch has also urged all stakeholders studying the Korean language and waiting for issue not to follow such baseless and misleading information. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hundreds of flights in the U.S. are cancelled on Friday after airlines were told to cut traffic during the government shutdown, the BBC reports. Domestic flights at 40 of the country's busiest airports will be affected as officials try to ease pressure on their traffic controllers. The Federal Aviation Administration says reductions will start at 4% of the internal flights before rising up to the full 100% by the end of the next week. It warns up to 4,000 flights per day could be affected. Control towers at airports are said to have been grappling with the absence of air traffic controllers. And several of the largest U.S. airlines are assuring customers that they will be able to get full refunds for the cancelled flights. In response to Hezbollah efforts to rebuild its southern Lebanon, the Israel Defense Forces IDF launched a series of strikes against the Iran-backed terror group's targets on Thursday, according to ANI News Agency. Meanwhile, Israel's security cabinet was scheduled to convene at 6 p.m. to discuss the developments and Hezbollah's ongoing reconstruction efforts. The strikes followed warnings to residents in three southern Lebanon villages. Almost an hour after the warning, the IDF began a wave of targeted strikes on Hezbollah military sites. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki calls for a new generation to get voter ID for exercising franchise rights. President Ramchandra Pardil underscores need for continued political dialogue to strengthen democracy. Sigurd Printing Center resumes printing of driving licenses using its own printing machine. And hundreds of flights canceled in U.S. as airlines scramble to cut traffic during shutdown. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.